We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Raise the mainsail. The Pirates have shipped back to the North Shore at PNC Park. And we are joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh news line by Pirate broadcaster and former Pirate, John Wehner. Good morning, John.
Morning, John. How are you? I tell you, Larry has another day off. When do you get a day off?
In a couple of weeks. Yeah, he's got that Johnny Carson schedule, you know?
I know. It always seems to be like that. I hear you. You're working morning, noon, and night, man.
Hey, welcome home from the road trip. Man, I wish that road trip had been a little more productive. Not to mention the homestand before that was San Diego. They're supposed to beat those teams, John.
It's the major leagues. This is what happens. Any given day, any given series, you can win or lose. I mean, these guys are – the Reds, I've always said this. The Reds, for whatever reason, have always played the Pirates better than people think they should. But they have a very good lineup. They have a lineup that can hit the ball out of the ballpark all the way through. They got young pitching. It happens. You know, the Pirates didn't play their best. They didn't pitch their best. And, you know, I think Ivan Nova yesterday shot himself in the foot a little bit by walking the opposing pitcher. Then he committed an error. Then they hit a grand slam. Two grand slams in a series usually spells doom. So I think it just happens that way. You know, you just hope that the bats will be a little more productive like they were most of the season. And, you know, the starting pitching can be a little better and go a little deeper in the ballgame.
You know, the first couple of weeks of the season, I was hearing a lot of this. Finally, the Gregory Polanco that we all expected he could be is joined the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was off to an incredible start. And more recently, it's been like, what in the world is going on with this guy? Not only at the bat, but the other day, that fly ball into right center field, it sure looked catchable. And he pulls up and takes it on a hop. And I'm sitting there going, what is going on with Gregory Polanco?
I think this is kind of what we've seen from him throughout his career. To be frank, I mean, this guy has not reached the expectations, the talent level. He hasn't pitched or he hasn't hit or played as well as everybody expected. You know, he was a top prospect, and he's been nothing but inconsistent. And, you know, on offense, he's a bigger guy, long levers, a long swing most of the time. And you know, and then there's spurts where he shortens up, and then he hits the ball well and just for whatever reason can't be consistent with it and sustain it. Defensively, yeah, there's lapses. You know, he said the ball got in the lights. You know, and maybe at some point in time it did get in the lights, but the lights weren't the reason for the bad jump. He started in, then he started to his right, and it never looked like he got the full speed. And to me, we've seen that fairly often in his young career. And it's a head-scratcher for me. I know this guy's had plenty of opportunities over the last 4 years to prove that he is going to be a productive big league outfielder, and unfortunately he's been disappointing, I think, folks probably more than he has got them out of their seats to cheer for him. And I don't know what they're going to do when Starling Marte comes off the disabled list. I think it's going to be a decision they have to make, because Austin Meadows obviously has been swinging the bat very well, and Gregory Polanco is having so far another disappointing season.
Well, Austin Meadows has been absolutely incredible, but you have to wonder, can the Pirates afford to sit somebody who's making as much money as Gregory Polanco in favor of a guy who you could send back down to AAA?
Well, you could send them both. I'm pretty sure they could send Gregory Polanco back to AAA, too.
I mean, could they?
I'm pretty sure they can. I mean, I doubt that he's out of options. The only reason they wouldn't be able to send him out is if he's out of options, and I'm pretty sure he has options left. And it might do him good. maybe a little bit of a wake-up call. Maybe go down there and work on things and find that consistency and have a little more urgency and realize that, you know, that the job isn't just there no matter how he plays, that he has to play better. The only reason they couldn't send him out is if he was out of options, and I'm pretty sure he's not out of options. And so for me, it's a tough decision, but it's all about winning. This team's right in the thick of things. They have a chance to continue to push and perhaps win a division or at least get a wild card. And I think, you know, they owe it to everybody to put the best team out there to win. And so if that means Gregory Polanco's not out there every day and Austin Meadows is, I think, you know, that's what you do. I mean, again, as disappointing, you look at Polanco's numbers, I talked about this a bit in the postgame show, you know, and everybody, there's frustration about the way he's played this year.
Right.
Most people nowadays, the sabermetrics and the statisticians talk about the OPS. Gregory Polanco's OPS this year is about as high as it's ever been. He might have the highest OPS of his career. Huh. That goes to show you, like the underperformance. You know, this guy really hasn't, performed anywhere near everybody what everybody expected. And so, for me, I think it might be a wake-up call for him to get down there and work on things. And that doesn't mean he stays down there. I mean, that just means he goes down there and works on things and you put your best lineup out there. And right now it's Austin Meadows, because what he's done has been great, exciting, fun to watch.
Well, the table has been set for incredible potential for the weekend. Pirates and Cardinals are tied 3 games out of first place as the Cardinals come to town for a weekend set. We will all be watching anxiously and hope for good things. John Wehner on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, thank you so very much this morning.
My pleasure, John. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.